Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Radio. Well, good morning, everyone, or good afternoon, I should say now. Here in the East, it's after 12 noon, so that's afternoon. I want to welcome everyone to the Hope Collection Talk Radio Show. My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today. And I have on the show right now with me a guest, a friend of mine, Derek from Tennessee. And we'll be talking a little bit. And we have a lot of things going on right now with the Hope Collection. Every year we have to, we do go through what we call a reorganization of the Hope Collection. We have a new slate of directors. We've had some of the same directors for many years, but some of them are retiring. So we're going to be voting on shortly in the next meeting, which is going to be by the end of this month. We're going to have another meeting with the directors of the board, and we're going to vote in some new ones and vote in some old ones, old directors. We have a total of 7 directors identified right now for the Hope Collection during this next year, this year here, 2022. But we have to go through the formality of nominating them and voting on them, and then if everyone passes, then we will start off the year by the end of this month with a new board of directors. I'm going to continue if I get reelected as the vice president of the board. Because I made that known that I would like to continue in that capacity, and then other people will our current president of the board, Sharon Anderson, is retiring, and so we're one of the former, in fact, one of the initial president of the board with Mr. Ron Clayton from Buffalo, New York. And Ron is going to, I'm going to nominate him as the next president, and we'll vote on him. And I don't think he'll have any problem getting in at all, because everybody is supporting him. So anyway, that will be the two top officials, Ron Clayton and myself. And then we'll have 5 others who will be serving in different capacities. Plus, we'll have Anna Kraut, who is our IT representative, and she is also the treasurer and takes care of a lot of things for us, website design and so forth. Anna Kraut takes care of that for us. So it's going to be an exciting year. We're making a lot of changes for the better. And there were some things that in the past couple of years that Dr. Griffin was sick with cancer, where some things didn't get done that we had hoped would get done. But so we're gonna fix those things now, and that's part of the meeting is to vote on certain projects and to move them forward. It's going to be really exciting, and I know that the people that are listening on the internet, because we are broadcasting every day, 6 days a week now, on the internet to over 75 countries around the world, and so there's been a lull in the activities on the Hope Collection in some areas, because of the holiday season and because of the change from the old year to the new year, and because some of the weather and some of the COVID impacts on people. So a lot of that is behind us now, and so we can move forward with an exciting new year with a whole lot of projects that we're working on. A lot of the projects are just continuing from the previous year, but there's also some new projects that are being added. And as soon as the board votes on all those projects that we're going to continue and that we're going to add to the project, to the program, then we will be announcing those. I can't really announce them all right now because the board hasn't been finalized, and until the board is finalized, until we make some votes on various projects, yay or nay, then we don't talk about them. We know that some of them are ongoing and that they will continue. Like our work with the veterans is going to continue. There's no doubt about that. And first responders, our work with them, and our work with housing, and the eight main areas in the Hope Collection that we have projects in. Those are going to continue, I believe, without any reservations. I can say those are going to continue. So it's going to be an exciting year. The Hope Collection is growing every year, and one of the reasons why we added a couple of new people to the board is because of retirements and so forth. And I'm not ready to retire. I'm one of the oldest members of the board. Ron Clayton and I have been around since the Hope Collection started. I remember more than 25 years ago, maybe it's close to 30 now, when Dr. Joel Griffin first called a bunch of us together in upstate New York. We had a meeting on off of a lake there. I think it was Lake Canandaigua. Anyway, we had this meeting there, and then Joel laid out his plans for starting up the Hope Collection. It was originally started as a Hope Foundation, and it came from a database management system that Joel had developed and worked with three different presidents. He worked on that database management system to help the presidents to balance their budgets. President Ronald Reagan was one that he had befriended. Dr. Joel Griffin had befriended Ronald Reagan. He was a staunch supporter of Ronald Reagan, and I consider him one of our best presidents ever. And so he used that to help Ronald Reagan to balance his budget. His federal budget. And Joel worked with him on that. And Joel asked him if he would be willing to continue to work part-time in that capacity. And he said definitely he would. And that was the start of the RR Center, the Research Center, Research and Resource Center. Which now has been expanded tremendously, and it will be expanded more this year for other venues that we will be adding to the Hope Collection. See, those kinds of things I can talk about before they are finally approved, because I know that they're underway and they're going to continue. So, but not all of our plans can be revealed at this point because we haven't finalized it all, which is primarily new products, new projects that are being added, new programs. And some of the new board members are bringing some of those new projects to the Hope Collection. And one that I'm very excited about is Dr. Len Kane, not Dr. Len Kane, Captain Len Kane, who is a former Navy captain, a top gun in the Navy, and he's been nominated, I think, 5 times now for the Nobel Peace Prize for his work through the Golden Rule Society. Over 40 years, Len Kane and his wife have developed and promoted the Golden Rule Society, which is a tremendous organization that's helping people all around the world. And their efforts on this are being recognized. Len has been recognized a couple of times. As a matter of fact, 5 times he's been nominated. Came in second at least once, maybe twice. He came in second for the Nobel Peace Prize. But he's going to win it. I have no doubt in my mind because he keeps adding new things to the Golden Rule Society, and he continues his work in the Golden Rule Society. He's been given a nationwide humanitarian award just within the past year, and that is a tremendous honor and tremendous recognition for his efforts. So I'm happy to be affiliated with people like Len Kane and people like Ron Clayton, who has just joined us. Hi, Ronnie. How are you, my friend?
Cold. It's cold in Buffalo, Bob. Hello, Mike Oak. How are you today?
Is it snowy in Buffalo?
It's a little bit snowy. What we're doing is getting ready to give a blizzard to the New England Patriots when they show up here Saturday night. We're going to give them the cold shoulder treatment for a football game.
Wow.
Anyways, thanks, Bob, for allowing me to be on the Thursday edition of Optimize Your Life on the Blog Radio Television or Radio Network. And so pleased to be a part and be able to join you. You are such an example of today, in today's world, you are exemplary and a leader. And you are a person who has demonstrated a walk that there isn't anybody that comes in contact with you, both in business or in personal or any aspect of where they might come in contact with you in business or anything, that doesn't recognize, first of all, your integrity and your commitment to serving other people and glorifying God. Now, I'll tell you what, when you put all that together, Bob, what you create is a person, a man, you mighty man of valor.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm a long way from perfect, but I do want to say that you know that I always say that it's not about me. It's about those people that we're helping every day, and I know your commitment to helping other people is a continuous effort on your part and your wife Linda's part, and you guys are a tremendous team, and you work together to help all of us to make things happen through the Hope Collection, and it's I am honored to be to have you as a friend and a lifetime friend. As a matter of fact, I don't know, it's probably been about 40 years that we've been friends through the Hope Collection and other efforts that we've been involved in, and I thank God for that. That he's put me in that position, and he's given me the resources that I need to help other people. I was just talking about that the board meeting is coming up shortly, I guess, before the end of this month, And we'll be talking about all the projects that we're approving for this year's effort. And I expect that many of the projects that we already have underway from past years are going to continue, and we'll be adding some new ones and implementing those. So it's going to be an exciting year. There's changes going to be made to the Hope Collection. There's personnel, new personnel will be on the board, and some old personnel will be on the board, like yourself and me and others. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be very, very exciting.
Well, the word I use is we're reinvigorated. We've got resurgence and a new, it's like we've got a heart transplant. That's really, truly how I see it. The spirit and the enthusiasm and the open vision, or people who have, we've shared the vision of the Hope Collection, Joel Griffin's vision. The new board I'm particularly proud of, because what they've said, they've committed to being not only being a board member, but being an active and working board member we will see progress. We had the Home Collections over 10 years old. And when Joel and I founded the 501c3 with the idea in mind of serving the community, helping others by helping them help others, it was all about expanding and multiplying the output and the conclusion of successful environment and organizations and actions. And so we, up till now, it's been a struggle. From never ashamed to be able to say we've had a struggle with some of the finances, but we now have been brought to us because Joel laid groundwork with different organizations over his tenure as being the president of DEI Enterprises, the international marketing and business that he owns and ours owns today. His outreach and connections in the world are just incredible. I mean, how did we end up having Len Cain as a partner? The Golden Rule Society, which is an equally impactful, impressive organization. And Len Cain himself, I mean, just named the Humanitarian Man of the Year Award by Who's Who in America.
Yep.
And he's also been nominated five times for the Nobel Peace Prize. And one of the times he came in second place behind Mother Teresa.
Right.
I think it's pretty good company. To have a guy like that supporting us and working with us is such a privilege. And so I see going forward exciting and fulfilling times. So we encourage everybody to bring people to this. We expect the blog radio show, which is an outreach arm, a media arm of the Hope Collection. Expect the membership to expand here greatly, and I'm putting in the next 90 days. I expect us to see and having more people involved. We'll also be able to have more people hosting. You've been so loyal, Bob, for years. You've been every Thursday. You're a fixture on Blog Talk Radio. But more importantly, you're not just a fixture. You're like the foundational wall holding up. And I've renamed your day, this day. I don't know if you know this or not. I've renamed it Immigration Thursday. And the reason I say that is your passion for helping immigrants and people who need help. And when you say immigrant, people always recognize that that's someone that needs help. And you have committed your life, and as you retired in the corporate world, now you're in the live world of real people, and you make a difference every single day. And I'm proud to call you my friend, my business partner, and a man of action. So I brag on you every chance I get. So we've renamed the show. I have. We're coming up, Immigration Thursday. I hope you appreciate. I hope you like that.
Yep. Yep.
Well, the Lord said, "You'll know them by their fruits," and Bob Oakley, the lives that you have made a difference of down there in New Jersey, and then the lives you touched around the world, because you're not just in New Jersey, and I know in your family you have places all over the country that you have, excuse me, a footprint that can be traced
Thank you. Well, I thank the good Lord for thank you for those kind words. But again, I turn it back to it's all doing God's work and doing what He wants us to do, and following the example that Jesus Christ has set for us to help other people and to help them to help other people and to love Him and love His people. That's what He wants us to do, and that's what we're doing. You're doing it, I know, and many, many other people on the board and many others that are on the sidelines helping us and helping bringing people forward. So I give the credit to all of them. And I give the credit, first of all, to God. And I know you're a man of God, and you feel the same way. And I appreciate all the efforts you've done over the years. We both believe in continuing and promoting and to build on the legacy that Joel Griffin has created for us through his efforts. Up until the day he died, he was working on that. I commend him for that, and I commend God for putting us together, Joel Griffin and his wife artists and their family, and bringing all of that to us so we can build on it and continue it, that legacy. So God bless you, Ronnie, and your wife, Linda, and artists, and all of the people that are involved in the Hope Collection. I'm so happy to be part of it.
Well, it's going to be exciting going forward, Robert. I think board meeting Monday night, next Monday night, a week from Monday night. Is the board meeting, the first new board meeting of the new board of the new year, and you'll be installed because you are, of course, already been elected to the new board, and we have elections where a president will be chosen, a nominee for the chaplain of our board. We have a chaplain, and the gentleman that I'm proposing Tim Kaufman, who is a pastor. He already is a pastor and been a leader in many businesses and programs and worked with some of the leaders, national leaders in evangelism in the world. And so Tim is going to join us and be part of the organization, leading us with our keeping us to the core of faith and blessing, allowing our blessings to come through having that designation on the board. So that's going to happen that next Monday night. And then, of course, the rest of the officers will be presented, and I know I'm hoping, and I'm asking if you'd consider. I know you have carried the torch of the vice presidency of the Hope Collection, and I guess I'll ask you. We're on the show, so I can ask you live in front of the world. Bob, would you consider becoming the new executive vice president of the Hope Collection?
I have, as you know, I have committed to nominate you as the new president. I know that you will pass with flying colors because of your efforts and because of your past experiences, and because everybody knows that that's the right thing to be doing. So. Good luck. God bless you, Ron.
Thank you. Well, I pray, I'm not filling in for Joel. I'm not Joel. I've just been mentored for him for 40 years. And he was my best friend. He was my business partner. And he also was my faith advisor and mentor. And there's no question I am a better person because Joel Griffin invested his sense of relationship with the Holy Spirit I mean, instilled that in me, and I will continue to carry it on as my commitment as I step into this position. And there are things that Joel did that everybody shakes their head. How'd he do it? And all I can say, what's been happening to me since I've been working more or less in this last year as a right-hand person to him in many avenues of the Hope Collection, I know how he did it. He didn't. He turned it over and he trusted that the Lord, he turned every challenge, every window over to the Lord and let the Lord lead him. And I'm going to commit that to everybody on the call and the blog radio and the Hope Collection. I will commit that same thing in the same way as Joel did, because that's what he taught me. And that's how I have to operate. We never have to be perfect. We just have to be willing and be there and ready. He doesn't want our effort. He wants our heart. So that's what's going to happen here. And so, yeah, there's exciting things about to launch and already in the works to be launched, because we've been working on them for 6 months. I will tell you, for 6 months I have been working to get what's happening a week from Monday. I've been working for that to happen sooner. And there were some folks that decided they weren't going to let it happen until January. And they got their will. But the fact of the matter is, we kept working as if it was going on, and now when it happens, things can happen. We can hit the ground running instead of waiting another 6 months to start action. So that was a battle going on behind the scenes, because a lot of people really, that their vision had kind of become strained, and their commitments have become strained. That's not a shot at them, or it's not diminishing the people that have served this board, from the presidency to the secretary treasurer and other people that have been on the board, have poured their heart out, their passion, their commitment, their work, their energy. They've poured it out over the years, and it's made Hope Collection what it is. And now what we're going to do is we're going to make it what it needs to be, because Joel wasn't finished. He didn't say close it down. He said, let's go forward, folks. And so that's what we're committed to doing. And I'm proud to be a small part of making that happen. And we've got people, we've got people like Kurt Orlinghaus. And even though right now he's in Buffalo, but he's getting out of this bad weather and he's going to go to worse. He's going to go in the nor'easter, come off the ocean every month. And they closed down Cape Cod, the hook. You drive out there, well, that gets closed down for about 2 months every year in the winter. And then in the summer, the roads get closed down because there's so many tourists in there, you can't get up and down the road anyways. Where Kurt's mom lives, and now he's going to go there in another area, and he's going to help plant. He's going to go up there and plant common sense, faith-based conservatism. Connecticut certainly needs it.
and the Marketplace Ministry is going to be moving out. I think it's we have another person from the Buffalo area. I think I recognize. Is that Gary Alberstein?
No, that's Kurt Orlinghaus.
Oh, Kurt. Hi, Kurt. How are you?
Hi, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Great to have you on board. Good to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you, too.
Well, thank you. At my age, it's good to be heard at my age, you know.
Yeah. It's nice to walk vertical sometimes.
Yeah, right. I'm a little choked up with a cold. I have a cold caught a couple of weeks ago, and I've been trying to shake it off, and it's getting a little better, but it's taking time. It'll be resolved in its time. Anyway,
I'm done with you.
Yep. And I was tested positive for the COVID too, by the way.
about 2 weeks ago, and the doctor said, well, there's not much we can do because it took them too long to get us the results. It took them almost 2 weeks to get the results from the COVID test. And she said after five days, it's not going to do much good anyway. So we'll just have to ride it out, you know. And,
yeah. All you can do.
So, but I'm fine. I'm doing fine, and it's just one of those things. This new Omicron strand has really spreading out all over the world. Very rapidly, and it's not as severe as the Delta virus was and the COVID-19 was, but it spreads faster. But it's not the severity of it seems to be less severe on people's health, so that's a good thing, you know. So, but anyway, this particular show was. Yeah, go ahead.
I just hope you get better. I'll pray for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm getting better. I'm feeling better already.
Good.
See,
good.
I'm not a proponent of vaccinations, by the way. In fact,
I'm
just the opposite. I'm just the opposite. And I believe that we should be allowed to manage our own health if not have government interference in it. So
amen.
That's just my view. That's my view. Yeah. And anyway, my doctor knew that when she tested me, when she swabbed my nose, and she said, we'll see what happens, you know. And so I've had her as my doctor for many years. And so anyway, but then when she finally got the results after almost 2 weeks, she said, "Bob, we're just gonna let it ride itself out." And so I said, "Okay, that's fine with me." My son, my one son, he's a medical doctor out in Long Island. He's been practicing
right.
for over 20 years, and he's been treating people for COVID illnesses ever since it started. And he's also not a proponent of vaccines. And he says there are other ways to solve that problem. And so he's been solving that for years, since the COVID started for people.
Right.
And be very successful at it. So he's going
to
work with me also.
I'm in protest, Bob. I had to get vaccinated because I had to keep peace in my family. My mother and my sister is highly they're pro vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just anti-government right now. And I believe it was it's a choice between, you know, for people to do it, but I had to do it because my mom and my sister kept on, you know, telling me to do it because of their health. So I finally did give in just to keep the peace in the family because this whole thing is tearing family apart. It's a shame.
Yeah.
And I feel that this country is walked away from God and put their more faith into the government than to God.
Yep. Amen to that. That's a shame. That's a shame that we're headed that way. But God's going to take care of it. In his time, he's going to take care of it. He's going to get us back on track. It's just a matter of time. I think this next election this year, it's going to be a big push in that direction. Where God's going to help us to to bring the people in that want to do the right things for the American people.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
It's going to be yep. a tremendous amount of new people coming into Congress next year with a fresh mind
yep.
and not being, you don't know, I'm looking for the word, having a fresh mind in this cause. And I just hope, I know God's going to take care of it. I know. I have faith in God.
Well, actually,
yep.
Kurt, think of it this way, what's going to happen is there's going to be a new, fresh, not compromised group of people that are there now. And because of compromising, all the compromises that from the White House down to all levels of Congress, the leadership is all compromised by our enemies and the enemy. And I believe
yep.
the red wave that's going to happen, and I pray that it's going to happen, because if we don't, those people stay in charge, and we're going to get more or worse than what we got now. So
right.
we have on our shoulders a huge responsibility. If we have to put someone in our family or a friend in the car and take them to vote, or we have to get them some blank mail-in votes, we got to do it because we're going to lose what we cherish.
Right.
So this is
yeah.
one time we've got to be able to answer to people, you know?
Well, you did
yep.
it with Mayor Brown, and you made that you did a campaign for him, for write-ins. And look what happened.
Yeah, I did. We were part of history in
yep.
the United States of America in many, many centuries, well, many, many decades. There is not a place where a city of a couple hundred thousand dead people had the opportunity to elect a avowed socialist that claimed was going to cancel our police department, put in social workers against
yeah.
the mayor who had a three-term mayor who had a track record, not perfect, but very good, loved the Lord, and we helped put him back in office. And it was but to get there, this was unique. Every single person had to step in a booth and write his name on there on the election tab. They couldn't
right.
just push a button. They couldn't say. They had to physically write this man's name down for him to get elected. That's unique. That's a miracle. Oh, by the way, he trounced this person. He trounced her.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You don't hear much about it, but it's the truth.
Yep.
So, yeah, I do know about helping and making things happen to be a part of it. But that's what we have to be willing to do, to stay for. We're not going, we're not getting guns and going to the battle, but what we're getting is ballots and going to the battle.
Right. And if it doesn't happen our way, it's going to be guns. I hate to say that. But I truly believe it's going to be guns next.
Well, I don't want to go that far. It's not what the country is solid for.
Yeah. I know, but I feel that you're messing around with 100 million people, and they're really pissed off right now. And if it doesn't go their way, it's going to be, I won't even want to see what next year is going to be like. So, that's my rant.
Well,
well,
things are going to change for the good. Things are going to change for
yeah.
the good. Our prayers are going to be answered. And it's because God is in control. It doesn't matter what the government thinks or what the leaders of the government think, but what does matter is that when God makes a decision to change things
right.
for the better of the people of not only the United States but of the world, then it's going to happen. No doubt in my mind it's going to happen. And we're going to see a great wave of new forward-thinking and making America great again and various other programs that are going to move forward rapidly after the 2022 election. And so Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for doing
yes.
this. And it's
yeah.
amazing. It's amazing how quickly it's going to change. Not because of us, but because of Him and His desire to turn things around. You know.
I know it's I know God's in control and He's going to show His mighty hand soon.
See, we can be the messengers. God is putting things in our minds, the right kinds of things, what He wants us to do. But then it's up to us to move forward and to implement the plan that He gives us. And because that's the way it works. It's because He's in
mm-hmm.
control. He's always been in control. Well, we all may not think that, but that's what it is. Ronnie, you remember Bill Britt? He'd say, "He'd say God said it, and that's it. Period." You know?
Yeah.
Yep. And it was. And I believe that's what's going to happen. I'm a firm believer of that. And they may try to implement new voting procedures, and the federal government may try to take over the voting process for all the states in the country. But I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to pass because we still have some people in Congress who don't want that to happen. And so I think they're going to stop it. And
I think so, too.
Yep. So anyway, that's all we can do is say, God, make it happen. Pray that things will get back to normal, get back to more conservative views and more Christian views. And to following the word of the Lord, that's where it's all at, and that's what's necessary to make a turnaround. You're going to see the Christian minority overwhelming vote, and you're gonna see it, and it's gonna happen, and. So, I'm a firm believer of that.
Yes.
So it's going to be an exciting year. 2022 is going to be an exciting year in a lot of ways. It's going to be a lot of ways in the political environment, and it's going to be an exciting year in the ways of the Hope Collection and the things that we're planning, and the things that we will be implementing, and the things that are moving forward. It's going to be an exciting year. And Ronnie, I'm very excited about the things that you are promoting already for the Hope Collection, like Jobonomics and various other programs. That are going to move forward rapidly and are going to help a lot of people to have a better lifestyle. And that's what God wants, I believe. He wants us to help our people and help those that are less fortunate.
Well, we're on the right track, Bob. And then again, thank you so much for that you're continuing to do. And by the way, next week I'll host the show on Monday. On Tuesday, Rick Reese and myself and our wives will be out of the country for the rest of the week. Rick will already be there, but we're going to Punta Cana, which is the Dominican Republic, and we're staying at the Dreams All-Inclusive Exclusive Resort. for a winter conference with the Surge 365 travel sponsoring company that we're part of. And so we're heading there to get out of the snow and meet with the principals and the rest of the leadership team of the Hope of the Surge Corporation business, travel business. And we went last year in January. It was in Cancun, but they had to split it up in two groups, so we ended up going in March. But it was in, we went to Cancun that time in a resort there that was pretty incredible. So we'll be gone. Bob, can I ask you while we're on the phone, is there any chance next Friday you could host, is there a way in your schedule that you could host Len Kane and open the show on Friday for Optimize Your Life on Black Radio? Could you do that?
Absolutely, Ronnie. Only thing I'd ask you is to send me a text to remind me that you want me to host the show on Friday. I'll be happy to do it for you.
Okay.
No problem.
I'll send an email asking you to do that. It really helps me because I'm not here.
Yeah.
And neither. So, great. Well, that's super. By the way, give you an idea. Len Kane and the Golden Rule Society added a service, a benefit to the Golden Rule Society. Benefit is called Golden Rule Society Travel, GRS Travel. And what happens, anybody who goes to or is a member of the Golden Rule Society and anybody at Hope can go to the Golden Rule Society, and they're going to buy, if they're traveling, going to go on a plane, train, boat, cruise, hotel, car rental, any travel services. If they use the GRS Travel, they're going to get the absolute guaranteed lowest price in the market. It's guaranteed. 150% money-back guaranteed, you're going to get the lowest price that you can possibly get. And what's even better off yet, when you go to the whatever you're going to choose to use, whatever, because it's a booking site called Vortex, GRS Travel is a Vortex booking site that shows when you go on there and you pick out a hotel you want to go or stay at, it will show you what that company, Surge, has a computer algorithm that goes in a millisecond. Examines the price, the lowest price in the marketplace on that room or that hotel or that car or that ship or whatever it is you're going to do, and it tells you what that price is. And underneath it, it'll show you your price, including the taxes, or if there's bed taxes or special taxes, it's all included in it. There's no surprises.
Wow.
When all the other companies broadcast their prices, they never include hidden taxes, bed taxes, other fees. They don't, you get there and you book something with them. It's after you book it and you give them your credit card, they add all those charges on it. When you get to the hotel, you say, wait a minute, I booked this for $100 and you got $115 here. What is this? We say, well, we got taxes. Well, everybody goes, well, yeah, I know, I got to pay taxes. No, when we quote a price, when GRS Travel, the Vortex, quotes you a price, the taxes are all included in the price you see. And it's still lower than the other price. So it's a real benefit that, there's one other thing. Let me add on to it. I'm sorry, I just got to keep doing this. Whatever you save in what you spend, and it's paid for to the hotel, the chain, the Marriott or a Red Roof Inn or it's a cab or whatever, or a car rental first enterprise, whatever you rent a car from, you get your low price. Whatever you save, GRS Travel is going to get in their bank account 60% of whatever you saved. The value is going to go to the Golden Rule Society to support it. It's going back to the nonprofit. So we've created a cash stream for Golden Rule Society they've never had.
That's great.
So
that's what we need.
And we need to do that with the whole collection too. Some more revenue streams also.
I can't do that because it would be as being on the board and my also owning the business. I can't set that up, but maybe somebody else can.
Yeah.
That could be explored. Yeah. But I never did that because I didn't want to be a conflict.
Yeah, I know. I understand. Conflict of interest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But we did it with Len Cain and their organization because I'm not.
We don't want people to be able to say, "Well, you're doing that because you're going to make money out of it." You know. Well, no. We're not doing it for that reason. You know. We're doing it to help people.
Help them save money.
All right, I'm going to talk to you later about some of that travel business because I'm in a position now to do something with that.
I'm sorry, Bob. I have a little noise in the background. I had a little noise in the background, so I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I have several of my family members now who have moved to other countries. My oldest grandson and his wife, and they now have a little baby. And
they live in Germany now.
Because she's from Germany. And then my one son has retired here in the United States, and he's moved to Puerto Rico. He's moved his family to Puerto Rico. And so I'm going to be doing some traveling, and my family's going to be doing some traveling. So I'm going to offer them an opportunity to use the travel business to help them with the travel expenses.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, it's like, and the beauty of it, it's simple. There's no complication. There's no, you know, having to do with somersaults. There's no worrying about, and here's what's cool. There are no blackout dates. There's no special requirements. And it's in writing, and then the right guarantee is in writing, and you get confirmation.
Yep.
Just like if you were to call Southwest Airlines and make a reservation, you get the same reservation through your business. So that it's there isn't, you know, a lot of times discount companies, discount clubs, they give you a discount. AAA will give you a discount, but then they charge your fees. They charge you fees to use their service. If you give it to someone on one side and then you charge you fees. That's a deal? I don't think so.
Another
area that I'm expanding into is in South America, Colombia, South America,
where I have family members down there now, and in Brazil. And we're going to get them involved in that travel business also because they're traveling back and forth to the United States and other countries. Many of the Spanish people that I deal with through the Spanish ministry are traveling to their home countries at least once a year. And so we're going to connect them up with that also. So I'm excited about that for them. You know, to save them money and time and effort in making their travel arrangements.
Well, I've been asked by my church. In fact, I've already been designated. They found out that I do, and I know how to help mission teams go from the United States to all over the world. I have actually planned and got a group of mission people that were on a missionary. They weren't missionaries, but they were people from our church, and they went to do a mission work, not at as a tourist, but went into the back roads of Cuba. That's a communist country, and the guidelines and the deals working with Cuba is very, very, very. Let's put it this way. You don't want to get a group of people to Cuba and then they can't get home. So it's very difficult. At the same time, I've actually gotten groups of people from churches into Cuba and back home safely. One of the groups had the opportunity to go to an orphanage in Cuba. So,
wow.
Gideon, in Cuba, the language is Spanish. So they were going to go to an orphanage in Cuba. So what I did, the little Gideon, little pocketbook size, a pocket-sized Gideon Bibles, translated in Spanish, and I got some cases of those. And when the group, the church went, group, the people went to the orphanage, they were able to pass out Bibles. And the director of the orphanage, in 25 years, it's still legal to own a Bible in Cuba. You can't buy them.
Wow.
The government controls everything you can buy, and they will not sell them in Cuba. However, we brought in our group, I'll call it smuggles, but they brought in cases of Bibles. And the director, when she opened up her first Bible, and she told the group she had not held a Bible in 25 years of her life.
Wow. Wow.
And she cried because we turned around and brought Bibles to Cuba. Also, another trip, mission trip, a group went to Guatemala. And they had an orphanage there, too, where they went. And I got, in Buffalo, we have a grocery store called Pop's Market, big one. And I got the store manager to donate a skid of jars of peanut butter, protein. And they were able to take a skid of peanut butter. And because we use Delta Airlines, and I've got arrangement with them and nonprofit organizations for mission trips, we got that skid of peanut butter shipped for free. The store donated the skid. They donated the peanut butter for free, but I had to get it shipped to Guatemala. It would have cost $2,500 to send that skid to Guatemala. And instead, because it cost anything for it, and I knew the program because I know how to manipulate it, not manipulate it, but handle it, we got the skid shipped for free.
Wow. That is amazing. There's all kinds of possibilities.
I guess
all kinds
I can
of possibilities of helping people. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what? I remember a friend of mine, Bob, a friend of mine called and said, this friend called and said, my daughter wants to go on her honeymoon. Can you help her? And so what I did, she called me and I called her and we found out she had already gone online. She was a very astute. She's an attorney. This gal is sharp, and she knows how to manipulate the internet. She's involved in international trade around the world. And she went online and put together her whole honeymoon, and she had the hotel, the location, all expenses paid, including food and drink and entertainment and any excursions they wanted to take. And they needed air transportation from the airport where they live, and they needed transportation, the whole nine yards. And she came up with
I know who that was.
And then, so what I did I went out of my travel agency, and her price was about $9,000, and our price was
$48,000. Wow.
And it turned out
Thank you for saving her that money.
I'm proud.
That was my daughter.
Oh, that's right. That was your daughter. Hey, you know what else, Bob? You know what I can share with you? The wedding, what Lynn and I did is we found out the hotel was 20 miles from the airport. So we got a limousine service to pick up her and Jeff, to take them from the airport to the hotel and from the hotel back to the airport, so they didn't have to even worry about transportation while they were in the resort.
Wow.
That was our gift to them.
That was great.
That was awesome.
That was your daughter. That was Heather. And I'm so happy that we were able to help and be a small part. And I call it returning favor to you because you've done so many things for Lynn and I over the years and friendship, and it was my chance to be able to do that, and I thank you for that opportunity.
Well, see, that was a referral. That was a referral to you, from me to you. And I put her in touch with you. I said, get a hold of Ron Clayton. And she knows you. She knew you for over the years. And that's how that happened. And we can do that with many people, all of our friends, all of our families.
You bet.
You know, my family has expanded over the years. I now have 9 children, of course, and almost 30 grandchildren and great-grandchildren now. So tremendous opportunities there with all just in my own family, not counting all the Spanish people that I know through the Spanish ministry, that we can make great things happen for them, great travel arrangements for them. And so that's why I'm excited about that aspect of it also. Is another way to help people.
There you go. You hit it on the head. All about that.
Yeah.
Well, look, I guess our time is running out, Bob. Where'd the time go?
Where's the what?
I just have another treat. Our time is running out. I just got another little surprise in the mail. Joel had, you know how Joel was always looking out for us. And not too many months before when he was really deathly ill, he made a recommendation. He checked out a company, we call it Vetted, an organization that allows people to access having precious metals, silver and gold, platinum, whatever, or coins.
Yeah, gold
coins
and silver,
precious stuff.
Yeah.
Called 7K Metals, and it is an option organization under the incubator lab for business opportunities at Hope. And Lynn and I took advantage of it, and we signed up. We have a collection of these beautiful coins. They're the size of silver dollars, and they have these are engraved, and then we have a color image of every state has an animal that's their state animal, and I just got Tennessee's, and it's a raccoon, and I got a beautiful rendition of a mother raccoon and a couple babies on this coin. It's a full 99.9% pure silver, and we've just added it to our collection. It's certified. It's encased. So it has right now what we've done with a very small amount of money. I'll just tell you this. We took a small amount of money we had in a savings account where they charged us $12 a month to have the savings account at the bank. So it was costing me $12 a month. And now I took that money and we've converted it into buying these coins once a month. And about 6 months, we have actually taken that money and increased the value from what it was by $900.
Wow.
I've earned $900 on my money that I was losing $12 a month on.
Wow.
So,
listen, Ronnie, the show is over. So, I'm going to get going.
All righty, Rick, thank you. And I will send you an email about next Friday. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for
hosting. Sounds good.
All right. You
God bless everybody,
day.
And you all have a great day. And give out some hope to somebody. Just reach out your hand and introduce yourself. And find out if there's something that we can help them with.
And then come on the show
5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday mornings from 12 noon to 1 o'clock during the week.
And 9 to 10 on Saturday mornings. And we bring them on. The number is 714-816-4686. And we'll be happy, whoever's hosting the show at that time, we'll be happy to talk with you. So you all have a great day, and God bless. God bless you, Ronnie, and and Kurt and everybody else that was listening on the show today. God bless you all. You all have a great day.
God bless.
This is Bob Oakley. All right. Bye, Ronnie.